Okay. I'm over on the other side of the screen yesterday, and I was on the screen, and there's an icon for speak, and it was right in front of my face the entire video. So I did a live stream yesterday, but right towards the end, it actually it cut out, and so I actually re-uploaded the video after. That was my first day doing this, and so I re-uploaded the video. I realized for a minute at the start I was just staring around and clicking on different screens, but these are lessons you learn. I'm live here right now, hopefully getting better at this every day. One of the lessons that I learned from yesterday was just I'm out of breath. I just ran upstairs, and now I'm back. Was that there was too many topics, so that was one of the things that I really noticed. I'm just gonna control the volume here a little bit. I think I'm gonna peak a bit if I'm getting too excited. So what I am hoping to do in a better way is actually try to reduce things to, limited amount of topics or even one topic. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on today, because I'm going through this, and I thought it would be helpful something to share with you, is how we can actually use Google Trends to optimize your marketing. And in this title here, I put content marketing. It's really important for content piece if you're actually generating YouTube videos or written blog content or anything like that. But also really important for if you're doing any paid advertising as well too, especially Google Ads with search queries. And so I wanted to spend a little bit of time just to actually go over that. I've got a couple other options if Google Trends doesn't quite fit exactly what you're looking for, but I just thought this would be a really good exercise to sort of go through on camera sharing with you. And then also just how I'm sort of tackling this as I'm looking at creating my own sort of content strategy and trying to figure out what is the actual best way to do this. And just as a note, I guess I'll switch over here to the webcam for a second, but Google search engines have changed a lot. So in 2019, I'm dating myself now, I feel like almost, but it was sort of the first time that this crossover happened. Where someone would make a search on Google and then they wouldn't actually end up clicking to a website. So they would actually get their results within the actual search engine results page, whether from Google having the answer itself or stripping content and information from a website. So we've seen these idea of like these featured snippets. And now companies are really starting to optimize for this so that their information, their results appears in the top. But there's definitely some challenges, and search engines are constantly changing. So there's some things to consider here. However, they're still valuable to invest in search engine optimization and creating valuable, high quality content. So I just wanted to make a little bit of a note there. Something that is worth checking out is this, these featured snippets, how you can use this, but it still needs to be built around a content and a keyword strategy as well too. So back to the web session. So I've got the old speak note here, just about sort of how I wanted to go through today. And what I'm just going to go in right away is actually into the Google Trends page. So explore what the world is searching. Very, very fascinating. I mean, Google has quite the quite the plug of information, quite a stream available for them being able to structure this information and give it to people in a valuable ways. And so they've always got different things sort of showing up. Right now it's the year in search. Let's see, is this worth opening up? I guess I've done it already. So I think yeah, so just showing some trends of what people were searching for, put into different categories, and even this can probably give you some ideas to structure and create your content depending on what you're actually creating and what you're actually doing. So just some things to think about. I hadn't actually took a look through this. It's too much information for me on one screen already. I got to get off here. I'm going to go back and starting to see other things. So they do have this recently trending ability. That or this like sort of I guess widget that is always showing up, and these are just things that are surfacing, I believe, over the last couple days, this day, and really sort of seeing this spike. So there's some sort of event that's happening or some sort of factor that then is creating this spike in searches, and so they're highlighting that, and ton of great stuff in here. Now, what I wanted to focus on a little bit more is if you actually are interested in something. how can you actually use Google Trends to your advantage, and then build that content around it. So I went back into mine. I had a couple searches that I just did today. So like one of them was, you know, technology. So let's just go in here quick. Sorry, you're gonna probably hear my typing. I got the typing. One thing to note that there is a difference between a search term and then there's also the actual topic. So they've bucketed in, you know, bucketed this differently. So technology, the search term is someone typing this specific term, and then topics, they've got, you know, a variety of different search terms, themes within that topic that Google has sort of automatically categorized based off the, you know, connection and meaning. And just, you know, something that's so fascinating is how valuable, you know, keywords become, how valuable search terms and then I guess phrases become. And there's whole businesses built around, you know, a very specific term or something that when someone types that is highly valuable to that organization, that business, that nonprofit, that person. And they've really put a lot of work into identifying that term, that phrase, and then building content so that they actually rank for it or do paid advertising for it. So we can now see. And just a couple notes on what's actually worthwhile considering here is the actual areas that you're focused in. And I found the trends can be very different based on what area that you're in. If so, you know, I don't know if I'm picking anything that's actually gonna make now. It might be counterintuitive, but you know, different breakouts, different topics, people looking for different things. So just a couple notes on what we can actually do in terms of filtering and getting what we're actually want. So we've got sort of the geographic location. That's one thing here. And you can start to see, you know, even interest by subregion start to get a little bit of a heat map of where this is really popular. And we can start to see, I don't know what this means, but well, osmosis technology. Someone is looking for something. I'm gonna hop back into United States for now, even though I would like to have Canada here. But now I can jump through, we see the last queries and see what's actually jumping up and you can see some pretty big percentage gains in here. So Shopping Technology Co. Limited was up 1,250% in the last 12 months. But now say I wanna actually go more specific. Say I'm creating content every single day like I am, or at least partly trying to do with this video and just sort of this head start I'm trying to take into 2021. But say I just want to go past day, same thing. We're actually going to see a much different filter that actually comes up, see what people are looking for, and some pretty big increases just yesterday in specific terms and searches that were, you know, not as popular before. So first of all, what was the event? Is there some content that you can prepare around that? And if there's not a lot of, organizations yet capitalizing on the interest in some of these terms, there's then an opportunity for you as well too. So that's a really good way to identify little patterns. One last thing, one thing I wanted to touch into here as well too is the actual topic part. So now we've got topics. We're in the United States and we can start to see different queries related to these. So it starts to give a little bit different results here, so we can see a couple different things. When I was looking at this earlier, I was seeing some artificial intelligence. I think I had that in the note here. Was artificial intelligence technology solution was one of the searches that was actually flying up, and that was within this topic bucket. So just a couple other things here, different categories, so we can filter by that. I'm not too interested in this right now. I want to check out all categories on a broader level. But one of the things, first of all, if you're doing e-commerce, you've got the ability to do Google Shopping, which is obviously valuable if you're trying to sell products. And then the other part, you know, very specific for myself right now is because I know I'm doing a little bit of some content on YouTube, and this is where this is going to end up. What are the terms that are sort of spiking in popularity on YouTube? So that filter is really nice and powerful and allows you to actually to do a lot. And we can start to see sort of these breakout topics that are starting to populate and seeing, you know, wearable technology up 200%. And then also some of the queries, and say, I just want to go and just to validate that it's just not a very specific trend. Let's say the last 30 days, is there anything that's been trending in that time a little bit more consistently? Maybe past day is too narrow of a time frame and something that's not quite as valuable for you. So I'm just going to type in one other thing and then we'll get out of here. I'm just going to show you a couple other options that you can use that are maybe a little bit more you know, powerful than Google Trends, but might take a little bit more complexity and of a skill set here. So 1 second. All right, I'm back. I took a water. I guess there's, you know, I'm recording this on YouTube. I'm getting it on my site, but then I'm also pushing it, the audio, to a podcast. So apologize for anyone who's not seeing this. The video will be there. I just wanted to try something that I hadn't done. So I had a couple, you know, queries that I was looking for that are, you know, interesting to us. So like, we analyze media. Actually, let's go just analyze text. Let's see. Oh, I should have known. Let's check this out. Past 12 months. This is where the keyword terms start to get a little bit more powerful. With some of the other options that I'll show you here, they start to be a little bit more specific. So let's see if I can pull another one with text analysis. There we go. Still not too much on the actual queries. So again, it's starting to be a little less advanced in terms of the queries that we can actually search for. I'm wondering if there's one other one that I could do. Like, I know this one is a little too broad probably, but we've got search term, field of study, not the film that I'm looking for. Let's go the search term here and see. Whew, artificial intelligence bomb. Damn. All right, let's switch this up a little bit. Let's see, actually, just take one little quick worldwide, see in the past 30 days, see if we're getting anything here. So artificial intelligence, robot, and then a couple things that we're actually doing that are related topics. So again, just an idea for like a content generation, and then keywords or topics that you would probably want to discuss in the content that you're creating, so that you can start to match up with what people are searching for, rank, appear in YouTube search results, and then, you know, hopefully actually on the Google search engine results page. So I've got I did all the notes. I'm happy about that. What I had just wanted to share, I think, just to wrap this up, and I'm going to do, you know, just again, in terms of focus, I'm going to do these in separate days, because I could spend a lot of time, for example, on Google Keyword Planner, but I think I want to structure this a little bit different. But for your reference, if you've taken a look at Google Trends, it's like something interesting, you know, and, you know, maybe, you know, maybe you're saying, okay, I would like to go check this out and see if there's anything here. Biohacking. Then you've got this baseline with Google Trends. And then now, there we go, Dave Asprey. Okay, so we now know a couple people who are related to biohacking. So start to see some connections there. But if that's not good enough for you, we actually have the option to use Google Keyword Planner. Now, you need to create a Google Ads account. You don't need to pay for anything here. I think they will try to force you to put your credit card in, but I believe you can even skip through the setup there so that you don't actually have to pay. And then you can actually do a lot more powerful searches. So instead of where you saw that sort of blank result with the analyzed text that I got, if you put this, it's going to find how many people are searching for it, the competitiveness level of it, related keywords, and even how much that might cost if you're actually paying for a Google Ads click. So two things that are interesting out of that is you now sort of know the value of that keyword. So you know that it's working for other organizations, most likely. That's why they're bidding on it. And it's also a really good way to, if you're doing content creation and you're trying to prove the value of it to your boss, to yourself, to your clients that you're working with, you can see this is how much this is actually costing. But because we're ranking through this content organically, we're actually saving this much money per click. You can sort of measure return on investment through content. So a really powerful way just to sort of explain and make the case of why organic content is so valuable. So it will give you a big list. I will show this in another video, of these related keywords, the competition type, how many people are searching for it, same filters that you can do, and even will, it gives you the ability to plug in your landing page so that it will find keywords related to your business and organization and start to try to generate some ideas for you, really with the goal to make you do a Google Ads campaign and spend money, but a very valuable tool even if you don't want to do that. You just need to actually create the account. So couple other ones that I just wanted to share with you. Neil Patel's Uber Suggest. Okay, Neil, you always do this to me, my friend. Let's see if I can do, you know, analyze text. And if he, you know, he's sort of, this is much more like exactly like the Google keyword. So you can see analyze text, the trend, how many people are searching for it, how much the cost per click is. So, you know, at $7.39, that's relatively high. And then we're seeing, I believe what he is saying is the comp, yes, paid difficulty. So how difficult is it for actually to rank on this? How many people are bidding on it? How much is it gonna, you know, cost you because you're competing heavily with other organizations? So that's actually not too bad. And then the SEO difficulty as well too. So how difficult is it to actually rank through this for this term organically through search engines? So those are some things that I'm thinking about as I'm starting to build out more YouTube content, but then also more blog content for Speak AI, but then also just tylerbryden.com. And you know, if Google Trends wasn't enough for you, Uber suggests is sort of that next layer. Now he will pinch you here. Look, you know, he wants you to upgrade and then also sell some consulting, but another good option. And that Google Keyword Planner actually gives you all this with probably a little bit more accuracy and some other things. But Neil's actually put some great work into this platform and this product. So I've learned a lot from him. He's done some great stuff, and he's a good person to sort of follow if you are interested in content marketing. He will rank. Him and HubSpot rank for almost everything online. So he's definitely doing something right. And then lastly, this was just one of the other tools, is SEMrush. Now this is a little bit more premium, I think $99 a month at a base cost. And it goes up very quickly in terms of cost. But what's beautiful about it is you can hook into your website, pull in Google Search and Google Search Console traffic, really start to do some technical optimization, but then also start to do a lot of sort of analysis work to see, okay, I want to generate content, so here's some ideas for myself, but I could also, for example, plug in a competitor or a similar organization and see, you know, how are they ranking, what are they ranking for, what terms, how difficult are these terms, and if it's a company or an organization that's farther along than you, then there's a really good opportunity to say, okay, they've obviously invested a lot in this, now how can we, and it's working for them because they're a growing organization, how can we use this intelligence to actually shape our own content strategy, shape our own marketing and everything there. So I don't know if I'm trying to think of a website just to search. I mean, this one's not a very good example, but I think you get like 10, you know, 10 queries a day. So let's just pop in. Oh, you used to give me one. I wasn't going to swear. So you used to be able to get, that's funny. Used to be able to get a couple free searches. Now it looks like they've stripped that away, but we'll give you sort of the same result that you're seeing from Uber Suggest. I do think if you create an account, you'll get some free searches. So go ahead and do that, play around with it. And even from like a surface level scratch, there's a lot that you can learn. There's a lot that you can dive into and hope you can actually, harness some of that information to build a better, content strategy and be successful in your marketing in 2021. So I think that's all for me right now. I'm going to hop in back to my webcam here and just try my best to, I got too many screens going at once, so I'm doing my best to look at this camera in the eye, but it's not always the easiest thing to do. I stayed to one topic today. I still ended up at about 17 minutes. I'm pretty happy with that. Let me know if you're, you know, if you're using Google Trends, if you're using any of these tools, or just how you're shaping your content marketing in general. This is something I've spent a lot of time on helping other organizations, but it's, you know, it's still a challenge, and it's still this environment that's dynamically shape-shifting every single day. And you can see even with trends there, you know, spikes based on what's happening in the world modifies the world's consciousness and what we're thinking about and what we're searching for. And obviously this year we've seen a radical shift and change. So this never ends. Marketing is it's very interesting. It's something that's very valuable to figure out, and something I've spent a lot of time on. So hopefully I shared something of value for you here today. I'll be drilling down more on this because I am going to be spending a lot of time figuring this out, both for, again, Tyler Bryden, but also for Speak AI. And, you know, I've got a list of these terms that are valuable to us. So it's now, how can we make content around that? And I'm going to be documenting as much of that as I can so that you can actually follow that path. And hopefully we'll see some good results. And hopefully if you're following along, you can see some good results too. So that's all from me today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this stream is still going. Hope the video is still recording properly. Pleasure to be here with you, and have a great rest of your day.